Scientists at the University of New South Wales have revealed that the human papillomavirus, which is known to cause cervical cancer, also increases the risk of esophageal cancer. It's rare but deadly in Australia and one of the biggest killers overseas. The creator of the HPV vaccine, Professor Ian Fraser, is now investigating whether the papillomavirus also causes skin cancer. With more, here's Eliza Harvey, and listeners should be aware that there are some sexual references in this story.
Scientists don't know what causes cancer, but Professor Ian Fraser's research linking cervical cancer with the human papillomavirus shed some light on the mystery. Now it seems his Gardasil vaccine could help in the treatment of other forms of the disease.
We're gradually realising that papillomavirus is a lot more than just a virus that causes cervical cancer, and that members of the papillomavirus family contribute to the burden of a number of cancers, including cancer in the mouth and throat and cancer in some parts of the skin. So I guess I am surprised that we keep finding new ones, but it's the nature of the virus is such that it's likely to promote cancer anywhere it infects.
HPV doesn't cause cancer for everyone. Some people will only get symptoms like genital warts. Others will naturally clear the infection over time and never know they've had it. But scientists at the University of New South Wales will today publish research showing that HPV triples the risk of people developing esophageal cancer. The lead researcher is Professor Raina McIntyre.
It's the most common type of cancer worldwide, and in some countries like China, South Africa and Iran, it's actually one of the leading causes of cancer death. In other countries like Australia, it's a fairly rare cancer, but it's a cancer that has a very high fatality rate, so usually people present with either problem swallowing or chest pain, and by that time the cancer is very advanced.
So is the HPV virus passed on through oral sex, and is that how it's causing cancers like esophageal and throat cancer?
That is one of the theories. Certainly it's been found in the oral cavity, the virus, and there's been a recent study that's come out by another group overseas which shows that the vaccine prevents virus in acquisition in the mouth, in the oral cavity. So that's one of the theories, that's the obvious theory of how it gets in there.
Professor Ian Fraser has turned his attention to another big killer in Australia.
We're very interested in the common skin cancer that occurs in Australia. That's squamous skin cancer, the one that most of us are at risk of if we go out in the sun. We know that sunshine is an important contributing factor to that, but many people who get exposed to the sun do not get these cancers, and we're interested to see if viruses, and particularly papillomaviruses, might be adding to the burden of disease.
Professor Ian Fraser, ending that report by Eliza Harvey.